This is D&D, wisdom saving spell DCs. Meet or beat, or you'll suffer from an awful fright.
Save the town, everybody scream!
In this game of D&D,
I am the DM who gets in your head, takes your backstory and fills it with dread.
I am the DM who steals everything. My whole campaign is basically the thing.
This is D&D, this is D&D, 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 D&D. Save the town, get the gold, everyone heal from the bardic song.
Oh, this town, you love it now. Wait till next week for a big surprise.
Sneaking round the corner, man, hiding like a rogue, you can sneak attack and make it count, and a nat 20!
This is D&D, epic TTRPG, come now, where's your handmade dice?
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice,
ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Royal D20! Royal D20!
In a game of D&D,
I am the player who is always late.
Half an hour passes before I take my place.
I am the player with the min-max stats.
Really good at stealth and nothing outside of that.
I am the player always looking for a fight.
Call me Murder Hobo and I
take it as a slight.
This is D&D, this is D&D, 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 D&D. Purple tieflings everywhere. We bend the rules like we don't even care.
TPK.
But we're not mean.
That's just how you play D&D.
Save the town! Don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Gary Gygax might catch you in the back and scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin!
This is D&D, epic TTRPG.
We cannot wait for a weekly game night.
Our DM runs a game that will never end.
Everyone hail to the Dungeon King now!
This is D&D, this is D&D, 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 D&D!
All right, everyone, that was This Is Halloween, a D&D parody by Jacob Oland.
Very fun. This is some crazy lines.
Yes.
You should fear the min-maxers, though. They are definitely something to be afraid of. As well as those who are not on time. Trust me, scheduling D&D is the hardest part.
It's so difficult. Unless you have a radio show that's at the same time every week that you have to go to. And then it's really easy.
Yes.
It's easier.
It's easier, yeah.
But yeah. So. Right. We were going to the Udell Manor.
Yes, a haunted house that you've heard of from Carnelian.
Haunted house. We're in Held... For those of you just joining us, we're in Hildare, and Carnelian wants us to go to a haunted house with her. Carnelian is the Red Quartz Earth Genasi, and she thinks that it will be very fun for us to go to a haunted house in the middle of the daytime, because haunted houses are haunted always.
Yeah, her theory is that if it's a haunted house, it shouldn't only be haunted at night.
Yeah.
It should be constantly haunted.
Sure. That's why Phasmophobia has a daytime mode.
Bro. Yes. So, are you guys talking on the way to this haunted house, or are you just...
So when you say haunted, are you like demons and such, or like zombies, or...
Ghosts.
Werewolves, stamphers?
Ghosts. Spirits. Mortals who died an untimely death and are stuck on this plane.
You know, speaking of ghostly things, what was the little trick you did last night?
I just snuck off. What do you mean?
You poofed.
I didn't poof.
You vanished.
It's just a trick you pick up.
Is it?
I don't think... can you teach me? Actually, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Let me try. And you see Caster get this really, really, he's concentrated face. And then he disappears.
Did you use a spell slot for that? Oh, thank goodness.
Is it a cantrip? What?
Hi.
What?
You didn't use a spell slot and it's not a cantrip.
What was that?
Hidden step.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
It's a firebolt thing.
Ah.
Or it's a firebolt thing. As a bonus action, you can magically turn invisible 2 times per long rest. This lasts until the start of your next turn.
Okay, so you did waste something.
But I could do it twice.
You're really living up to your Casper name.
Yes, I know. I have to ghost.
Yes.
He would ghost you. If Casper had a cell phone and you texted him, he would forget he had a cell phone, like someone we know. And would ghost call you. You know who you are.
You know who you are, and you're probably not listening to this, so we can say that. Okay, so as you do this, Carnelian flinches back, whoa. Just a little bit. And she's like...
He's still invisible.
See, that's not quite what I did. I just disappeared into the crowd.
There wasn't much of a crowd. It was sitting. You just hear his voice.
He is right. You didn't disappear. We were looking right at you.
Yeah, and then you looked away.
No.
Beginner's mistake.
Wait. Is she gaslighting us?
And gatekeeping.
Oh, goodness. What a girl boss.
Well, since you're deciding to be a little spooky today, I say that's more fitting for this haunted house we're going to.
Why, yes, of course. I'm very excited. I've heard some good things about this one.
Good things about the haunted house?
Well, good in the bad sense.
Oh, goodness. Do we have, I have my holy water, but, do you have, sage or something? I mean, I can go look around and ask the plants if there's any, but,
Well, I don't really carry holy symbols or sage on me. Kind of defeats the purpose of chasing away the ghosts when I'm trying to find them.
What if they're malevolent?
She kind of just pulls out a dagger and it's iron, and she's this will do just fine then.
For all apparitions?
Well, yes, of course. I have done my research. She puts it away.
Isn't salt better for this type of thing? Salt and the Bible and holy water? Perhaps a wooden stake?
I have one of those.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think we'll find any vampires.
I've really only heard of Damphirs. But I've never seen them.
Oh, yes. They don't really come out very often. They like to be very reclusive in the mountains and such.
Yeah. I think it's partially because they keep to themselves.
Well, I think you would do the same if, holy symbols and holy water and people were all harmful to you. Would you not? They used to be people, in a sense. That's just like ghosts. They were people. They just died and were not able to move on. I'm making Casper think, guys.
Yeah. You can't see him either.
Oh, he's still invisible.
Yeah.
How long does that last?
Until I do something spectacular. Okay, something that takes more energy than walking and talking.
Ah.
About a turn. So it's about like a full round of turns. So I would mm-hmm. say as such, maybe like a minute max.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as you guys are walking, in very short distance away, you can start to see this manor. It looks like you can see it through the trees as you're walking up to it. It is a dark wooden and stone building. You see that it is falling apart. One side of it is completely collapsed. Windows of it are completely shattered. You see cobwebs, the real kind, covering the outside and some of the broken windows. It looks very run down, and it looks like no one has lived here for a while.
Casper poofs back in next to Prezde and goes, "Oh, goodness."
She slightly jumps. And she'll say, "I'm not too worried about the haunted part. However, I may be a little worried about the tetanus part." Does tetanus exist in fantasy?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But you are wearing full pants. You should be fine. You're fine. Just don't get cut on anything.
Okay.
I'm being slow blinked at.
Yes.
And don't be worried about the structural integrity. We're not here to go upstairs. The legends speak of the cellar.
So this is Crystal down. Bridges.
The what?
Or not Crystal Bridges. This is, what's the...
This is some Nerdy Prudes Must Die stuff. If you've seen that Star Kids musical, Goated musical.
No.
The Crescent Hotel. This is some Crescent Hotel
stop.
Stuff.
No.
No.
You leave him out of this.
What do you mean?
Oh, I can't think of his name right now.
Sam and Colby?
No, I know Sam and Colby. I'm trying to think of the Crescent Hotel guy. I know his name. We'll get to it.
The Crescent Hotel is a real place in Arkansas.
I know that.
Yeah. Who's the guy?
Where?
Anyway, guys, before we go into this haunted house, you're listening to KHGX 93.1 FM, Conway,
Neil
Arkansas.
Baker.
Yeah, you're listening to KHD 20. We're playing some D&D right now. My players are very invested
in Norman Baker.
Remembering a name.
Norman yes. Baker was the purple guy at the Crescent Hotel.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, I know the lore. I can talk about it for as much time as we have left, but we are busy.
We're busy. Okay.
Yes.
So as you walk into the clearing that the manor is in, you see the trees loom over it. It it's completely bright outside, but this part of the forest feels like it's nighttime.
It's like that one meme.
Castle in the dark, scary forest.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, and you also see, the stone walls that used to be, give this place some privacy are completely crumbled and overgrown. You can't even tell where they started or stopped. They're so, they're pretty much completely taken over by nature. Why are you rolling?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
Are you guys gonna go in?
Casper,
are you guys ready?
Casper snaps his fingers,
mm-hmm.
and just above his thumb, you see a little flame, and this is now his flashlight.
Cool. Do either of you have dark vision, by the way?
I do.
No.
Okay, cool. Preste, you'll be able to see things perfectly fine. Casper,
yes.
I'm happy you did that.
Casper has a nightlight.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're going to set the whole thing on fire.
No.
Be careful.
Make it go away.
Okay, are you guys ready to go into this haunted house?
Presday's following Carnelian.
Carnelian is marching forward, like, no hesitation. She is locked into this haunted house. Okay, so as you guys walk in, you see that this once grand, like, entrance hall is just in total disrepair. You see where the stairs were supposed to be, like, up to a balcony, are completely unsafe. Parts of them are completely missing. You see the part of the manor that's crumbled goes into the entrance hall a little bit. Like, you see part of the wall, like, crumbled and, like, falling apart. Casper, you only see with the light of your little finger torch.
Yeah, Casper walks in, can't see very well, pulls a candle out of his bag, lights it, and then proceeds to make it grow bigger with thaumaturgy.
Nice. But Casey, Prezde would see all of this.
Yes.
Carnelian lights a... Actually, she takes a torch out of her bag, and she kind of holds it to Casper, and is like, could you give me a hand? Thank you.
Am I the only one with dark vision?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Casper just...
So I'm going to see all the creepy things first.
The thaumaturgy kind of just makes the fire hop to Carnelian's torch. And then he kind of was like... He sees that because of this large flame, his candle has halved its size. No. So he's like, oh goodness. And he kind of pats it out and puts it back in his bag.
Nice. Yes. So Carnelian has this torch that she's using.
Yay, torch.
Torch. It lights up the walls pretty good. Just enough for you to see how in utter disrepair this manor is. As you guys are walking forward, do you guys, like, want to look around at anything specific? Are you just enjoying the ride of this mostly falling apart manor?
So, I'm like, are we looking for anything in particular?
Oh, no, not really. We're just, well, I do want to go see the basement. That's supposedly the most, the, like, central part of this house. You hear wailing in the distance. Crying, echoing through the walls. sorry, Kennedy, your face. As you guys get closer, you see it's coming from behind a door.
Presday runs to the door.
Runs?
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing you open it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Presday runs and swings this door open. Presday, you're the only one that can see this because you got to the door first. You see this drawing room. And if you don't know what a drawing room is, it's like a living room. You see it's once like fine marble floors are completely cracked and covered in earth. The fireplace that used to be a comfort of warmth stands cold and empty. These couches literally are torn apart. They are in utter... This room is a shadow of what it once was. And you see on one of the couches a woman crying.
Do I notice anything about the woman?
Do you want to do an insight check?
I don't think Presday would.
Okay.
I think Presday would continue making her way to this person in distress.
Okay. Carnelian is following behind. So if Casper, you follow behind, the room fills with this warm light. As Presday gets closer to the woman, what do you do?
She'll call out, ma'am, are you okay?
Keep going.
What's wrong? Why are you here?
She doesn't respond.
Presta keeps getting closer. She has a 45 walking speed, by the way.
You're probably to her. She does not react to your presence.
She will put her hand on her shoulder.
Your hand goes straight through her shoulder.
Presday screams.
Ah! No, please give us, please. Because that's Casper's scream.
Oh, I don't know what Presday's scream would be.
Oh, goodness.
No, actually, it probably wouldn't be a full screen. It would probably just be a little, I got to back up from the mic for this. Yep.
No, Casper goes, oh! Full Tom and Jerry scream.
Yeah. Carnelian walks up next to Presday, not really scared as much as she probably should be. And she's kind of just watching. You see, this woman did not react at all to your hand going through her shoulder. She is simply just wailing. Carnelian stands next to you and she just goes, this is a good example of souls that do not know that they have died and cannot move on because they simply are stuck here.
Have you seen one of these before?
Yes. These are the more common type of ghosts that are around. Most of them are not harmful. They're just lost.
Is there any way we can help her?
Not that I've found.
Huh.
Carnelian, like, turns. Carnelian turns around and she starts to walk out the door. And she kind of looks behind her as I'm guessing you just are standing there. And she's like, well, are you coming? There's nothing we can do for her.
She doesn't know we're here, does she?
She doesn't know where she is. She doesn't know who's around her. She's kind of trapped.
I see.
Yes.
And she'll begin to follow her out. Yes. But slowly.
Yeah. So you guys leave the room of the wailing woman and you continue to move through this haunted house. On one of the walls in the hallway outside of this door, you see a portrait. No, this portrait is of a family. You see the woman that you just saw. She's just a human woman with long, dark hair. You see three kids kind of varying in age. The oldest one is probably a young teen. And you see a, like, human man, presumably, like, the father and husband. And you see that this portrait has a lot of wear. However, it is not torn in any way. And Carnelian kind of just walks past it and walks towards this, like, kitchen area of the manor.
Aren't we supposed to be going to the basement?
Well, where do you think the basement is?
Is it in the kitchen?
It's a cellar. This is
some clue stuff.
It's a cellar. What is normally kept in a cellar?
Wine. Is that, am I wrong?
No, you're not. That's my point.
Oh.
Anyway, what were you going to say, Casey?
I was going to say it's like phasmophobia. The entrance to the basement is like always in the
right
kitchen.
Next to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the kitchen.
Okay. Are you guys, do you want to talk about what you just saw, or you guys just...
Presday's silent.
Aw.
Casper goes, that wasn't scary. That was just really sad. Yeah. You see his eyes water a little bit.
Yes. Unfortunately, most of the reality around spirits is less about the fear and more about the sadness of them being trapped. But I have heard rumors of a scary ghost, so perhaps we'll still see some spooks.
Casper turns to Presley.
Did you notice that? Because I noticed that. She got excited.
I did notice that.
Why?
Some people are just weird. And Prez Day is fully aware that Carnelian can probably hear her.
Yeah,
she's not trying to hide it.
Carnelian does not respond.
Share some of that curiosity and perhaps the braveness? Is that how that works?
I don't think so, Casper.
Dang it!
As you guys go into the kitchen, you see much of the same as the rest of this house. It's just really old and really falling apart. But you do see a cellar door. You see this wrought iron cellar door with a bolted, like, what is that kind? Like a bolt lock. Is that what it's
called? A sliding lock?
Like a sliding bolt lock, yeah.
Mm. Bro, this is literally the Conjuring house, and I hate you.
I've never seen the Conjuring,
but I've seen the house, and let me tell you.
I want to say, I was told to do a spooky episode. I just made a haunted house.
Oh, okay. Goody.
Do you guys want to?
Yeah, let's go to the basement.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't Carnelian leading this thing?
Carnelian better be leading this thing.
Yeah. Carnelian's open the door.
Casper's behind Carnelian because he needs to be close to the light.
Okay. Here.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to roll a strength check to see if she can open this door by herself.
Ugh. Yeah, wear the weights they wear in Hunter Hunter.
Oh. Okay, so she cannot open this door by herself.
I'll help.
Okay,
Prez Day will help Casper as well at the same time.
Hey, Casper, strength check.
22.
Casper definitely has it. So Carnelian struggles a little bit.
Casper goes up feeling pretty confident from his hammer time earlier the day before.
To be fair, strength is Carnelian's like worst stat. So
strength is Casper's second best stat.
That makes a lot of sense. So as you guys get this door open, it screeches on its hinges as the dark stairs down loom before you.
Can I see down the stairs?
Yeah, these stairs they're not as unstable as the ones leading up to the second floor, but they're like stone, and they're like, the walls are kind of mossy and overgrown. You would imagine that you should be careful because it might be slick, but they look stable enough to walk down.
Prez Day will go ahead and go first with this, since she's since she can see, and like she knows that like their vision has limitations with this, and hers doesn't have as much limitation.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay, so you guys are walking down the stairs to the cellar. Your boots on the stone probably echo throughout the thin hallway down. And as you guys reach the bottom, you see this circular room in front of you.
It's a circle?
Yeah.
That's not creepy at all. That's
terrifying. Okay. That's awesome. Is there anything on the floor of this circle?
I'm about to describe the room.
Okay, awesome. Let's hear it.
You see shelves. You see shelves lining the walls where you would imagine like canned goods used to go when people actually lived in this house. However, these wooden shelves are broken down and decaying at this point. You don't really see much else in this room. However, you do see some half burnt out candles put on different places on the parts of the shelves that are still stable. Lots of them are mostly burned out.
There's nothing on the floor?
No.
Okay.
What do you do? Carnelian is probably towards the center of the room, so you can probably see.
I'm going to use detect magic.
I need to look something up.
No.
This is why I didn't use it earlier. For the duration, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you. If you sense magic in this way, you can use your action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic, and you learn its school of magic, if any. The spell can penetrate most barriers, but is blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood or dirt.
That's only if they're magic, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't see anything.
Okay, oh. I'm gonna use divine sense. As an action, you can detect good and evil. Until the end of your next turn, you sense anything affected by the hallow spell or know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
Don't worry, I didn't use the spell slot.
Yes, you feel.
Whoa. It's like 25 undead.
No, you feel 4.
Ah!
How many people were in the painting?
5.
4 others.
Ah. Ah. Yes.
You feel 4 undead presences in this room.
I turn to Preze. I go, Preze. Preze.
Casper?
There are 4 undead things in this room.
4, what? You say?
Yeah.
I think that's a new record for me.
Yay. I'm thinking it might be the rest of the painting peoples. This is not great.
What? Carnelian is going around and lighting some of the candles. You see that she's purposefully skipping some of them.
Miss Carnelian, what are you doing?
Well, we need some lights.
Oh, then why not light all of the candles?
Well, you know what they say about candles in circles and ghosts.
No.
Don't want to summon them before they're, if they're not, you know.
But they're here. Already. You mean there's more?
There's dice being rolled.
There's dice being rolled, guys. Don't worry about that. Yeah, so as you say that, funnily enough, you see these undead creatures rise. You see a ghostly figure come through one of the back walls. This is the man from the painting. Vaguely. He is so, like, he is a misty form, and he no longer looks human. However, just from the, like, shape of him, you can imagine that he once was. And then, 3 others from... Sorry, 1 second. My brain just died. Anyway... You see 3 skeletal hands.
Ew, no.
Crawl out from below you, from the dirt of this cellar, pulling themselves out of the earth as 3 skeletons emerge. Everyone roll initiative.
Yep.
It's on my computer, I'm rerolling it.
It's better. 17.
5.
It's okay, I got it.
Well, what am I gonna do? Okay, I can go for the skeletons, I guess. I punch things, and I'm in a room where some of it I can't punch. Most of it I can punch. I don't want to punch children. Do they look children?
They're vaguely small.
Oh, no.
Skeletal-wise.
No.
But they're not, like...
Are they attacking
they
us?
They are bones. And you can't really tell.
Okay.
They don't look incredibly children. You're good. You rolled a 5, President?
I rolled a 5. It's okay, they'll probably punch me first, so that'll justify it.
Wow. Sorry, I'm setting up my DM stuff.
Yes.
Can you re-roll your d20 for me, Kennedy?
Which one? I got a 2.
Okay, cool, thank you.
So you're going after the person that you matched the same initiative with.
Don't worry, it's fine. The hardest part about setting up combat is setting up combat.
Yes.
Okay, so Carnelian is going to go first.
This is about to be a 15-minute combat. Let's go.
We're going
to
speed run this combat, guys. Don't worry. So Carnelian is just going to pull a rapier from her belt. She's going to just... like, attack one of the skeletons. Just casual. She rolled very low, guys. She does not hit.
Awesome!
Okay, they are definitely going to attack you.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
That's sick.
They're malicious intent.
This is great.
Yeah.
Do I have a bonus action for her?
Please tell me you do. It would be so lovely if you did.
She does not. Okay, Casper, it's your turn.
Hi, Casper's gonna swing.
At what?
A skeleton.
Oh, yay, cool.
With his Morning Star. Does a 14 hit?
A skeleton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sick. I'm going to Divine Smite.
Roll damage. Oh, yes, Divine Smite would work great.
Hi, I get another D8 because it's undead.
He probably did.
Okay.
You don't even have to do that math. I can tell you right now that
you
killed
it. Want to.
Okay, do the math.
25.
Yeah. So you swing at the skeleton and it just like
crumples. It crumbles.
It explodes into bones and then those bones turn into ash. Yeah, you definitely killed one of them.
Yay!
Definitely. But now it's the Spectre's turn.
Wait, hold on.
Unless you have a bonus action.
I might. Let me look at this spell. Oh, wait, can I? Oh, yeah. Yes, I can. Because it's a... I'm going to cast Sanctuary on Presday.
Okay, can you tell the listeners how
you
that
ward
works?
A creature within range against attack until the spell ends. Any creature who targets the warded creature with an attack or harmful spell must first make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature must choose a new target or lose the attack or spell.
Cool.
Thank you.
Nice. And before we continue, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We're at KHD 20. We are mid-combat right now. I'm about to roll to hit Casper. As a specter. Sorry.
Watch yourself.
What's your
18.
AC? Okay.
I have a shield.
This is gonna hit still.
Goodness!
Ouch.
Where's my dice? Can I steal this? Thank you.
That's a lot of dice!
You take 6 necrotic damage.
Oh!
Can you roll a con save?
No.
Ooh.
15.
Okay, you save. You're fine.
Yay!
Okay. That is Presday's turn.
Oh, my turn. Okay.
Yep. I rolled really bad on this.
Good. Good. Wow.
Okay, so the Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Does he look tangible at all?
You can hit him.
I'm
going to tell you right now you can hit him. You are going to half the damage that you do because it's non-magical, but you can hit him.
I can do magical damage.
Skeleton.
If you can do magical damage, it will, like, do full damage.
I can
then.
Do Spectre.
You can, yeah, you can do Spectre. I don't want to waste a key point on making it magical.
How about I kill the skeleton, you kill the other two, I'll get the ghost.
Yes,
and
yes, that sounds good.
Carnelian is also here. I swear she can do stuff.
Nah.
Yeah, she can do stuff,
it's us.
I swear.
It's just us.
Okay. I'm unarmed striking whatever skeleton looks larger.
Okay, they're about
one.
The same. You're okay. The teen one.
Yeah.
You killed the youngest. I'm kidding. That's
no,
a joke.
Please, let that be true, because Preston does not want to do that.
That's
okay.
A joke, everyone.
They're all Ooh. 18.
They're all adults. What did you roll?
A 9.
Sorry, that's not going to hit.
Nope. So.
Do you have any bonus actions?
Yeah.
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 Fury blows, please.
Fury of blows.
Yeah, whatever. Too many little blows. I'm swinging at the same one.
Okay.
That's a 24 to hit.
You're gonna hit.
Yep. And let's see here. I will also and I can do this without using an extra key point. So I'm gonna use open hand technique to try mm-hmm. to make him fall prone. That will be after I roll damage though, sorry. Oh, I need a D4. Why am I doing this? 5 damage.
Nice.
And I will try to knock that one prone. So DC 11, Dex.
I saved.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and try to. I will go ahead and hit that one again.
Okay. Do it
again.
Yes. Well, I'm actually not, because that's an 8.
Yeah, that doesn't hit.
Yeah, I can punch 3 times.
Okay. Okay, Casper. One of the skeletons is going to hit you.
Why me?
With a short sword. Sorry. You take 4 damage.
Me?
Yeah.
My AC is 18!
He hit you. I can tell you he hit you. They do not have that big of a plus. I'm just rolling really good.
Okay, whose turn is it?
Carnelian's, which she is going to swing. And miss. Okay, Casper.
Casper's gonna swing at the ghost.
Okay, do it.
13? Maybe?
That does hit.
Yes!
It's a ghost.
Yes, let's go.
Are you smiling?
Is he undead?
Yes.
Perfect. Give me a D8.
Ah. I have 2 D8. Did you?
That's not.
Oh my god. I have it right here. Oh, I'm blind.
Okay.
I want hers.
There you go.
Right, okay. Rude.
He's dead, probably.
Do the math.
28.
No, he's definitely dead. Okay,
okay.
Describe how you want to.
Casper takes his Morningstar, swings it once over his head, swings it twice over his head, and then brings it through the misty skull of this ghost with this radiant damage, and it effectively evaporates.
As you evaporate this specter, you see the other two skeletons crumble.
Oh. Let's go!
And Carnelian is standing in the middle, and she was like, well, I'm happy I brought you two along.
Because you were any help.
Like you had anything. It was just that one.
At least I could see.
I had a torch. She's mm-hmm. still holding the torch as it's still lit.
Just as much help at that with those bandits.
You had it covered. I will say, you guys are quite good at defending yourselves.
You see Casper, he kind of takes a breath and then he puts both hands on his knees, still kind of holding his Morningstar. He's like, oh my goodness, that was a real ghost. The skeleton came out of the ground, and then it crumbled. Can we leave now?
Yes, we can, Casper.
You see him move too quickly to the stairs and kind of run into the wall a little because he can't see.
Oh, no.
Presday so will, like, come up and she'll, like, take your arm to help lead you out.
So, as you guys are leaving this haunted house, I'm guessing you go very quickly back to town where the festivities of the day are just beginning. So I expect you spend most of your time unwinding from the supernatural experience you just had, going around and enjoying the harvest festival.
Yes.
Eating lots of food.
Anything specific? We have like two things each of you do.
Casper's gonna specifically go buy a torch and longer lasting candles.
For the future?
Yes.
Nice.
How much should Casper spend on a torch and candles?
Like a couple silver.
Okay, I'll do three.
Cool. Presday, anything specifically that you would go do?
Presday is entering that pumpkin carving competition.
Can you roll a d20 to see if you win?
Yes.
Casper has taken her scraps and went and found Lavender and asked if she could teach him how to make a pot.
Aww. And she does. And it's fire. Yes.
That is a 19. Would I add anything to that?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. That would be a 22.
Bro, Prestate totally wins this pumpkin carving contest. She wins it with
Casper
a
comes back with a
colors.
Pie. He goes, look what I did.
Oh, that's great. Look what I did. And she holds up her pumpkin with like the blue ribbon.
And you keep Whoa. That blue ribbon. You put it yes. in, you put it in your back and you take inventory. It with you.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys have a lovely time at this harvest festival.
Casper has also... You see his backpack, there's just, like, the little bear head sticking out. And he's, like, keeping it close. He's a little traumatized now.
He doesn't want anyone to take it.
Yeah, he doesn't want anyone to take it, and he's also scared.
Aww. Okay. So I think that is where we are going to wrap up our Halloween episode. Yes. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
The spookiness and the radiant damage.
Yes.
The radiant damage
was clutch.
Was very clutch.
I got to add a whole d8 for yes. that. Yes. And I happened to roll 2 8s.
Casper is the only reason that combat went so quick.
Casper
that was
did,
kind of
Casper
what I was hoping
awesome.
For.
Yes.
Casper, wow, guys. He really pulled through.
He did so good. We're so
yes.
proud of him.
Yay.
Yes. So...
thanks so much for listening.
Yes.
We are KHD20, and this is KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas.
Yeah, you guys should stay tuned. I'm pretty sure there's a show right after us, so you can stay tuned for that. I'm sure they have some fun stuff planned. Other than that, we will see you guys next Monday at 6 o'clock for our next session.
Yes.
Yes, and don't forget to follow our Instagram for updates as
yes.
well.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Bye. Halloween.